Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golter, Dixie and Ask Report on Stephen Jenkins, date of birth 2/4/1960, date of procedure June 27, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Golter, Dio, referring physician, Dr. Amir Aldabag. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is anemia, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, history of gastric ulcers. Description, procedure, form, consensus, pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, or all explained to the patient. The patient is breast and endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care while lubricated on the video. Gastroscope is introduced into esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex views obtained of the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position as a direct exam is performed or well lubricated along this video. Colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and advanced in direct vision to cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal cecal valve complex of false periterminal and was intubated in value period. Careful examination is made of the cecum and cecal valve based on the colon hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston ball pops scores greater than 6, 2-2-2, fair birth. Patient side of the procedure well done and complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from pipe block. Next line, there could have been early one column of small esophageal varic that flattened with insufflation. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Some biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next time, there were food particles noted originally in the stomach, which were a lavage and suction to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line, there was an antral nodule of raised mucosa, approximately 8 millimeters in size. This was biopsied bite on bite for further evaluation histology. Next line, on the in the along the gastric body posterior wall, there was a pale abnormal mucosa intermixed with blood clotted areas, possible hematoma, comma. This was biopsied bite on bite for further evaluation histology. Next time there was evidence of a gastric body polyp that was diminutive in size, removable cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation of histology and to rule out celiac disease. At colonoscopy, Boston bowel prep score was fair. Rated 6, 2-2. Period. Next line, terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were three rectal sessile polyps. Two were approximately 6 to 8 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 6 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a 6 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of pandiverticulosis colon. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted on retroflexion or small non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, followed by biopsy pathology from the EGD in the body of the stomach as well as the nodule in the antrum, pending findings we'll decide next steps. Next line, if negative above repeat EGD in 2 years recommended. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.